Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever wondered, when you have an AI system running continuously, which parts are worth investing in, and which parts are destined to be torn down and rebuilt from scratch? In my last piece, I left one thing unresolved. Loop engineering can automate how a process runs, but it cannot decide for you what running correctly actually means. In this piece, I am settling that debt by walking through TQF, a translation quality system I built myself. I divide the system into two layers. The first I call the harness, the mechanisms that make things run, things like prompts, tools, and databases. This layer I have genuinely blown up before. One time I was writing files using OSIScript, and a nested quotation error caused the 2006-line core script to be truncated down to a single line. After that incident, I split the workflow into three separate tracks. One track handles strategy only, one handles batch processing, and one handles single file edits. That turned out to be the highest return decision in the entire development process. The second layer I call criteria, the standards for judging whether an output is good. TQF evaluates translation quality across five dimensions. On the day the terminology glossary went live, the baseline score was 4.69, and there was still one critical error on the books. I added three industry-specific glossaries in a single pass, and the next evaluation round jumped to 4.97, with critical errors reduced to zero. The improvement mapped cleanly to that one change. That is the core point. I have rebuilt the harness multiple times, but the evaluation rubric from day one to right now has never changed in its underlying logic. What you should actually think through first is what done looks like. Standards tend to outlive any single version of a prompt.